The World This Week, Business.
In an attempt to stave off more banking turmoil, regulators in California took control of First Republic Bank, a regional lender based in San Francisco, and placed it into federal receivership. Much of the bank was then sold to J.P. Morgan Chase following a bidding auction. It is America's second biggest banking failure ever. The rescue didn't do much to placate fears about the health of other mid-sized regional banks. The share price of Pacific Western Bank slumped after the lender was reported to be exploring its strategic options. The Federal Reserve issued a stinging report into the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in March. It blamed SVB's management as well as itself for not appreciating the seriousness of critical deficiencies at the bank and said that legislation passed in Congress in 2018 had lowered supervisory standards. It called for stronger regulations. The report also noted that social media is a factor that may have fundamentally changed the speed of bank runs. The Fed lifted its benchmark interest rate by another quarter of a percentage point to a range of between 5% and 5.25%. It was the 10th consecutive increase, though markets interpreted a slight change in the central bank's guidance to think it may be the last in this particular cycle. The Reserve Bank of Australia surprised markets when it raised its rate by a quarter of a point to 3.85%. The bank had left the rate on hold in April, suggesting that a rapid run of increases was over. The disruptive potential of generative artificial intelligence came into sharp focus when Chegg, a provider of online study aids, said that the use of ChatGPT by students was starting to affect revenues. Although the chief executive tried to assure investors that this is not a sky-is-falling thing and the effects are just on the margin, Chegg's share price swooned, dragging down the stock of other online education companies. The Writers Guild of America called its first strike for 15 years in a dispute over pay with studios such as Apple, Disney and Netflix. The television and film writers say the studios are creating a gig economy in the industry, for example by moving to day rates in comedy variety. It also wants to restrict the use of AI in creating scripts. The last stoppage by Hollywood scriptwriters lasted 100 days.